Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer Time.
Go with the well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts from the home show, right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Well, good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio, coming to you live from the home show, the closing weekend. We're right in the front lobby on Franklin Street. We're sitting in the busy Beaver Lawn and Garden Center, and we invite you to come by and say hello. As we drove in today, of course, chilly out there, a little snow. Roads are clear, though, so no reason for you not to come by the closing weekend of the home show. There's a lot going on, including Mina Starziak-Hawk. She'll be sitting in here to our show in a little bit. She's from HGTV's Good Bones. She'll be doing a presentation at noon today here on the main stage. And tomorrow's a special day, too. It's Hero Day. Police officers, firefighters, first responders, medical personnel, active and retired military personnel, bring your ID and get in free. Tickets are $11 at the door, but don't pay that. Either go to Tops or go online for discounts. And $7 ticket price at Tops, you'll save $4. Online ticket price is $9, so you're better to go to Tops. $3 for children 6 to 12 and under 5 are free. So we are here, and Cortez Construction is here as well. Upstairs on the main floor, we have a full kitchen, a full bathroom, a sunroom, a deck, an outdoor kitchen. Yeah, all in a 20 by 20 square. You got to see it to believe it. Hats off to all my staff and, of course, my sons, Phil and Nick, for putting that all together. And this will be the last year, the last time you'll see this display. We're going to tweak it and change it for next year. So come by and see it. It's really quite remarkable in that we've packed so much in that 20 by 20 square. Also, I need to tell you that we're springing ahead tonight, right? Have you been following the controversy over changing the clock? Apparently, there's two schools of thought about the whole idea and where it was born, with children going to school and in darkness. And there's some hybrid ideas that they're talking about now with changing the calendar around to change when we change the clocks. Anyway, be that as it may, right now we're still stuck with it. So we're springing ahead tonight, which means we're turning our clock ahead, which means we lose an hour of sleep. But we always coattail that now to remind you that it's important to check the batteries in your smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. A lot of those appliances, though, have changed in their composition and in their makeup, and they have become disposable. Where the battery is now lithium, designed to last 7 to 10 years, and then you simply throw it in the garbage and buy a new one. So it's important, if you buy a new CO detector especially, that you write the date on it that you purchased it. And you know, check that from time to time. Of course, you're testing it from time to time, too. But you want to make and pay attention to the date of when you purchased it, only because, you know, it's going to start beeping when it fails. And if you don't have a date on it, you're going to think there's something, oh, maybe with the battery, but it's probably just come to the end of its life and you're not aware of that. So that's tonight, spring ahead. And as we get ready for spring, we want to encourage you to watch Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show, which includes Hammer Time Radio and Hammer Time TV. Hammer Time TV airs on Saturday mornings at 5:30 on Channel 2 and Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle with great tips and techniques for around the house. And, of course, all of our Hammer Time sponsors are there as well, along with Viewer Mail, which is my favorite segment, where we do what we do here with a camera in our face. It's a television version of this radio program. It's called Viewer Mail. You can send in your questions. Go to HammerTimeTV.com to learn more, and be sure to tune in and watch Hammer Time TV. Michelle's segment this week is on choosing the right countertop. So that's a valuable information-filled segment, and you'll see it. If you missed it this morning at 5:30, you'll see it tomorrow at 10:30. Set your DVR 10:30 on Sunday mornings, Saturday mornings at 5:30, and record Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV. It's on Channel 2. So, lots to do here at the home show, and your questions, of course, are welcome. Pick up the phone right now, and let's speak with you at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. And outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The VW of Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open. Jerry, turn the screen to you so you can see it and read the text to us. The same number as our call-in number, 803-0930. Coming to you live from the Buffalo Convention Center and the home show, it's Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to OP and say good morning to SG, Samantha Gollenbeck. She's the manager of the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Always a pleasure. And 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit. Can't beat it. Continues at Lakeshore Savings Bank. It's the best way, Samantha, to finance your home renovations.
You're right. It really is, because there's no application fees, there's no closing costs, and for all those home show attendees that have been visiting the Buffalo Convention Center this weekend and last weekend, it's a great way to finance those home improvement projects.
And homes are worth more now. One of the only benefits, well, I'm not going to say one of the only benefit of COVID is that our homes are worth more, so tap that extra equity and pour it right back into your house. It's smart and prudent and a good investment.
You're right. It is a good investment. So the home equity line of credit is a great option for financing, and we can also offer mortgages with cash out for financing those improvement projects.
On that point, Sam, because homes are worth more, you could cash out and get a lower interest rate if your rate is high and still do those home renovations with cash.
You're exactly right. So, yep, you can refinance and do the cash out for those home improvements, and the rates are still pretty low, so now's a good time to look into some financing options.
Okay. So great advice from Samantha Gollenbeck. She's the manager of the Orchard Park branch. Sam, the phone number at the OP branch?
It's 674-2066.
And repeat that for us.
Sure, 674-2066.
For 131 years, can you believe they've been around that long? Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Inheritance items from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth, call TAG Jewelers First. For over 40 years, the experts at TAG have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. So you receive the best value for diamonds, gold, pocket and vintage watches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flat and tableware, coins and rare vintage or antiques in TAG's clean, comfortable setting. And TAG can offer you cash on the spot. TAG Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at TAG, you're it.
Hi, this is Bill Wildarczyk, CEO at Fox Run at Orchard Park. This is Jan Brunner, who moved to Fox Run with her husband, Jim, in July of 2018.
We love to have dinner at Fox Run because the food is so wonderful here and the staff is terrific. And we love to have lunch at Fox Run in the Bistro because it's sort of like going to your own personal chef and telling them just what you want and they make it for you.
For more information, call 662-5001 or visit our website at foxrunorchardpark.com. Live life at Fox Run.
I had problems with my teeth. My aesthetics meant everything to me. I knew I needed work done and I needed great help. We made it over to Dr. Shacken. I had a fix on six. Dr. Shacken was able to work out a plan that was affordable for me, very easy, it wasn't no pain. I'm able to eat. I'm happy with who I am.
Mini dental implants can change your life too. Call us at 839-1700 for a free consultation.
Look at me.
Has this ever happened to you? I bought football tickets for my husband's birthday, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate the feeling of being manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Come and celebrate Plantasia's 20th show, Reflections, March 17th through the 20th at the Fairgrounds Event Center in Hamburg. Wander through beautiful theme gardens, enjoy educational seminars all day, every day, shop the garden marketplace, and get warm weather inspiration for your outdoor living. Plantasia, March 17th through the 20th, presented by Lakeside Sod in Plant, Western New York. Go to PlantasiaNY.com for more.
The official sponsor of spring.
Have you lost business because your company's calls can't be handled in a timely fashion? Could you use another employee to answer the phone but can't justify the expense? Abbott Answering Service is the economical solution for any company that relies on answering the phone. Abbott Answering Service employs live operators, serves every industry, and is HIPAA-compliant with encrypted message delivery and can even handle inbound texts and emails. Nearly 300 companies trust Abbott, and you should too. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Abbott Answering Service answers when you can't. Find them online at abbottanswering.com.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. They're here at the home show. Go, go, Gorilla. The phone number is 715-6927, 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com. How about a new garage door? Yep, they have that. How about a new epoxy-coated garage floor? Yeah, like I have. Just love it. And how about organizing your garage because it's so cluttered? Get ready for spring with an organized garage and save money too. Right now, if you book a Gorilla floor from Gorilla Garage Gear and mention that you listen to Hammer Time Radio and you watch Hammer Time TV, well, guess what? You'll get 25% off a new garage door. That's a remarkable savings. Help with the overwhelming cost increases that we've seen on garage doors by taking advantage of this incredible offer, and that is a 25% discount on a garage door when you buy an epoxy floor. Gorilla Garage Gear, 715-6927. Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:19 is the time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortez, and this is Hammer Time Radio, and we're coming to you live from the Buffalo Home Show, the convention center on Franklin Street, where we are, and we're in the Busy Beaver Garden Place, and it's really quite beautiful and spring-like. So if you're down in the dumps about the snow, well, come to the home show and take a good look around and be inspired for your home renovations this coming spring. As I've mentioned, your home is worth more as a default of COVID, so why not take advantage of that and put some money back into your home? It's a great investment. It's probably one of the most prudent investments you can make, is to improve your home, maintain your home. A new kitchen, a new bathroom, great returnability. In fact, we see numbers that are quite remarkable with tracking our customers about on this fact. Most people actually benefit with a profit from the renovation of their kitchen or bathroom. Now, some other areas of the house may not be as fruitful in terms of profitability on return of investment, but still important not only to improve the comfort of your home, but also to maintain its proper resale value. So that's all here, and it's today and tomorrow at the Buffalo Home Show, the Buffalo Convention Center. Hey, I forgot to mention to you that we are booking the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School with our chef Jerry Clemente from Cipollina's Restaurant into April now. The April class has some openings. This is the unpasta class, the risotto, polenta, and gnocchi class. That's the 25th of April. The other classes are sold out, but then the next series starts in July. July 11th, A Night in Naples, the cuisine from that northern Italian city, brajol, pork meatballs, all-day sauce. Jerry's going to be building that right in front of you on July 11th. August the 8th, he's going to Tuscany with Tuscan Treasures. He's going to make picky handmade Tuscan spaghetti with wild boar ragu with panzella bread salad. Then on September 12th, he's going to Calabria with eggplant parmesan using Calabrian chili peppers. And October 10th, magical Marche. You don't hear too much about Marche. It's in one of the lesser-known regions of Italy. Pastatelli in brodo, proper chicken stock is a great part of that region. That's October 10th. The 7th of November, Bologna alla grassa. La Grassa is the fat, Italian's gastronomic center. This is where Parmigiano Reggiano comes from, and prosciutto, tagliatelle bolognese, prosciutto parmigiano, balsamic tasting. That's November 7th, and then the year rounds out on December 5th with holiday traditions. From the Feast of Seven Fishes to classic holiday desserts, that's the 5th of December. If you're interested, or if I piqued your interest, simply go to the Cortez.net website and drop down under services, and you'll see at the very bottom, Come Home to Cortez Cooking Classes. You can register through the website, and then Marisa will be in touch with you to make sure that you're all set. By the way, this is a great gift-giving idea as we think about someone's birthday, anniversary, if you want to put together a little social event with your friends, if you want to have a bachelorette event, if you want to possibly give this as a charity offering to a fundraiser, we're all ears about that. So check it out at Cortez.net. One of the things about the home show that is really always intriguing is that you can walk the aisles and see a variety of different products, and you can do some of your own comparison between brands. It's hard to do that if you know, you don't go online, and going online is challenging because you can't touch and feel online where you can hear. It's a great way to learn about products is by touching and feeling them and taking a good look at the dimensional aspects of the product, which you cannot really appreciate when you're doing that simply in an online format. And you can certainly appreciate this when, you know, now that we've come out of COVID and we did a lot online, from buying our groceries to work to socializing, you know, you realize there's only one dimension there that we're missing, which is the third dimension of touch and feel and learning about the product from that perspective. And that you can do here at the home show, and I encourage you to come by and say hello. We'll be here all day, and we're looking forward to your visit and participating by asking questions. 803-0930, when we talk about asking questions, that's the number to call this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Outside Buffalo is 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, Jerry's pivoting that to face him in the control room, and that's the same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Jerry, do we have anybody coming in to the text board yet?
Nothing yet.
Okay, great. So participate now if you'd like by giving us a text or a call. We are here every year since, well, gosh, believe it or not, 42 years we've been doing the home show. Cortez Construction has. And I remember the first year, Diane and I were just married, and we came back from our honeymoon, and we had a table and a chair and brochures. That was our first foray into the home show. 42 years later, yeah, our display is quite remarkable with, as I said, a full-scale kitchen, bathroom, sunroom, and outdoor kitchen and deck. I want to thank Orville's, by the way, for coming forth with appliances for us. We do partner with Orville's. We send all of our customers there. We have their product on display in the Come Home Decor Tea showroom, and it really does help fill the whole aspect of what a kitchen renovation is about when you have appliances built right in to the displays, which we do have, and in most cases in our showroom, they're all functional and we use them. Of course, the cooking school is a completely functional kitchen, and the staff kitchen as well, and all the appliances are from Orville. So thank you, Orville's, for that. And if you've never been out to our place yet, well, you got to come out and see us, meet and greet us at the Come Home Decor Tea showroom. We're at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street. We were reminiscing the other day about, believe it or not, May 1st, which is a couple months away, but that's our move-in date that we opened the new building, and it's coming up to a year. It's hard to believe it's been almost a year. But we were reminiscing about the whole advent of the move and why we decided to do it. And, of course, we were out of space on George Urban, and that was a big limiting factor. We had no room to put in any new displays. We had no room for storage, especially for our sunroom line, and we had no room for our trucks. So, yeah, we were packed like sardines in our office as well. So that was really the driver. And serendipitously, I was driving down Main Street, a couple years ago now, and saw the for sale sign on our land where we are. And it just kind of was a, come home meeting that I had right then and there, that this is the place for us. And it's been quite remarkable to be able to have the business at home. That we all live in Clarence, as you know, and so that has been an added value that we're living and working right in Clarence. Anyway, enough about that. 803-0930, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning. We're going to meet Mina Starziak Hawk shortly. She'll be stopping by on her way up to the main stage with her presentation. You may watch her show, HGTV series Good Bones. She's partnered with her mother, Karen Lane, Mina is a real estate agent by trade, and her mother's a lawyer, and they're in Indianapolis, which is where their home is, and they do what we do there. They have a home renovation business, and their focus is on revitalization of their favorite neighborhoods, and we're looking forward to speaking with her and learning more about how the whole process works and how it might differ from one city to another. Especially when we talk about the architectural treasures. We know about our treasures here, and we want to learn about how that works in a city like Indianapolis, how much different it is. By the way, I want to commend Pat Carney, the housing court judge, for coming up with a new angle to help prevent buildings from falling into rack and ruin with receiverships that have just been started to be another path for the saving of a valued structure. There was an article in the paper this morning about this. You may have seen it. A structure on Cottage Street placed in receivership, which means now it has a guardian to preserve and maintain it while the homeowner is either being found or forced into selling or perhaps realizing the value of the structure that's being ignored. And so the receivership kind of gives the home a guardian to maintain it, preserve it, and protect it from demolition if it's truly of structural value. So that's another part of what we're talking about when we talk about the good bones of a structure is its architectural heritage. So we'll be looking forward to speaking with Mina in a little bit. Come, Cortez, your man. let me ask you a question. How do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic Cortez here. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like the folks at Twin City Glass. Twin City Glass offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. See for yourself how many options are available at Twin City Glass in their life-size showroom in Willitzer Park. And, oh, by the way, our shower enclosure here at the home show is, of course, from Twin City Glass. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, everyone. It's Linda again from Senior Radio. I wanted to recommend SAS shoes during their end of winter clearance sale. You can save up to 70% right now. Remember I told you about my husband Bob on his feet all day? And we visited SAS. The staff was so knowledgeable, fitted Bob properly, and recommended the best SAS shoes and orthotics for him. Well, since Bob started wearing his SAS shoes, he still feels great. I would highly recommend SAS shoes now during their end of winter clearance sale to save 70%. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer. Starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
The Buffalo Urban League is proud to host their virtual annual gala Saturday, March 26th. And Still We Rise highlights the resilience of people of conscience and action who know how vitally important it is to arise, advocate, and sometimes agitate amidst ever-changing obstacles, empowering our community one individual at a time, one family at a time. Experience a night of fun, excitement, and inspiration. Make reservations or a tax-deductible donation at 250-2400. Buffalo Urban League's virtual annual gala Saturday, March 26th.
Do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, natural light and fresh air. That's how. There's a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh Air Skylights from Velux offers natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you. Then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Located on Seneca Street, on Sheridan Drive, and on Delaware Avenue, Lenco Buffalo.
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again, and now we're making it affordable again. Come out and test drive on one of our outstanding selection of recliners. We have small lady-sized recliners, large two-person recliners, lift chairs with heat and massage, and even a recliner our customers call the most comfortable chair in the world. But let's say you find the perfect chair and wonder if it's available at a lower price online. That's not an issue at Town & Country Furniture. We price match Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Check out our two-sided mattresses that last twice as long as others. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Making America comfortable and affordable again.
Mike Shope here. When I want to stock up on wine and spirits, I shop Outlet Liquor. It's the place to buy a case. Check out their $8.99 wines. Choose from hundreds of top brands, such as 19 Crimes, Apothic, Relax, Robert Mondavi Private Select, Chateau St. Michel, and more. Just $8.99 a bottle every day when you buy three or more bottles. And you can mix and match your $8.99 wines, too. Never wait for a sale ad again to get a great deal on wine and spirits. Just shop Outlet Liquor for the best prices every day.
Hey, it's Dominic here. You can close your windows and shut your doors, but when cold weather starts creeping in from above, There is only one way to fix it. Call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you've got a leak or if your roof just doesn't look like it's up to holding up to the snow, call Ava. When you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focused on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There is no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, call 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 343-7663. By the way, you can go to avaroofing.com and book your appointment right online. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:38 is Hammer Time here on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortez, and we're honored to say good morning to Mina from Good Bones. She's here today at the Buffalo Home Show. She was here yesterday as well. She's going to be speaking at noon on the main stage. Mina Starziak Hawk. You say that's a mouthful, but it comes off my tongue pretty easily.
No, you did it very, very well. Yes. Most people don't, so I just say stick with Mina.
There you go. There you go. Well, that's a remarkable story you have about your background in real estate, really, is where you got started. And, of course, you partnered with your mom. And now with this idea of taking back Indianapolis one home at a time with finding homes that have good bones. I'm certainly a big fan and parallel in your devotion and in your mission.
Well, I appreciate that. And the homes that have good bones, unfortunately, we don't have those. When our show got that name, I was like, what are we doing? We're calling it that? Okay, great. We'll put the good bones back.
Yeah.
But so hopefully the ones that you're working on here do actually. Well, but we are not that lucky most of the time.
Well, you know what? You know what it is? Buffalo being an older city, perhaps, I don't know. There's a lot of historical significance to a lot of homes. And the whole idea of maintaining those and preserving them are important to keep our history alive.
Yeah.
We had a big debate recently in our community over a silo structure that had suffered some wind damage from a very high velocity windstorm that we had, and the community at large felt that in that it's a silo, that maybe it's not worth preserving, but it's the oldest of its kind. And one that, certainly doesn't exist anymore on the Great Lakes. So, there's that whole debate about the worthiness of certain structures and how much money is too much money to put into a building, right? And I'm sure you deal with the economics of that all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I spoke last night, that was one of the things that kind of came up. And while we end up in about 120, 130 houses, I think we've had to tear down and rebuild maybe a handful of those. What we financially would have benefited from tearing down and rebuilding is probably closer to 80 of those. Mm. But part of our business model is trying to retain some of what's left. We don't have a lot of character left. We don't have a lot of beautiful interior woodwork or anything like that because they've just been poorly renovated or not taken care of over the years.
Well, the Band-Aid approach to renovation, especially when something falls into a rental scenario, then the landlord is just looking for that income stream, and it's all about the Band-Aid just to keep that income coming. Mm-hmm. And eventually, maybe they'll do something more significant, but it never really works out that way.
No, it does not. Yeah. We're undoing a lot of quote-unquote renovations quite often.
So how do you identify a structure that's worthy? Is it just based on the price, or is location a factor as well?
I would say probably at least 50% of the homes that I end up buying I have not seen. Oftentimes, I'm seeing them for the first time on the show. And for me, as long as the price and the location is right, we can fix anything else.
Well, that's true.
And pretty much we just assume everything else, water line, sewer line, pretty much everything is a no-go. But I think, that's probably the biggest question mark is identifying the water and sewer ability, because that's a $20,000 swing one way or the other.
So you're not going into the structures?
Sometimes.
So what about lead and asbestos and all of those fun things?
So anytime, I'm sure the code's different here than it is in Indiana, but if you are demolishing a structure more than 400 square feet, you have to bring in a licensed demolition company, and then it's their responsibility to do all that testing.
But what about the cost of that abatement?
Oh, well, so the demolition company does it if they find it. So, I mean, it's definitely an increased cost.
Yeah.
And all of our homes were built before, you know, the lead-based paint.
Sure.
The newer construction's in a non-issue. So it's definitely a bigger cost to incur.
Forgive me for being ignorant about Indianapolis. I don't know a lot about it other than that they call you the middle of the country. But
we're the heartland.
Exactly. The age of the city is where I'm headed here with my question.
Uh-huh.
Is it post-industrial or pre-industrial as far as the core of Indianapolis downtown?
Honestly, I'm not sure about the bigger buildings downtown. Most of the homes, we're right outside of downtown. We're about a mile. And the majority of the things that we end up working on are 1900
okay.
to 1920.
So similar
yeah,
in terms
some
of
them creep as early as like 1880, 1890. But yeah, probably similar age.
As far as the appeal of architectural integrity, that side of the argument, do you like to focus on homes that have architectural integrity or are architecturally important or significant, or is that not important to the show?
I would love to, but typically those homes come with much more rules and regulations,
sure.
which oftentimes means much more money, and we don't have the deepest pockets. So when you're buying a home that's like marked as a historical landmark, there's so many more rules. You have to put wood windows instead of
exactly.
vinyl.
Exactly.
So we've done a handful that are in historic neighborhoods, but it's definitely a challenge. And I'm not a big fan of rules, and there are a lot more rules when you're doing those. Particularly, with the materials you use.
Let's talk for a minute about COVID and what that's done to our industry.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we were shut down from, actually, believe it or not, the shows always get a little bit of a chill now when I think about this, because we were here when COVID hit 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we only had one of our two weekends as a result of that. And then from there, we had to lay our staff off, which was very painful because we didn't know for how long
yeah.
and, you know, how deep this was going to go as far as in time. And thankfully, we were able to resurrect in May. But a lot of my people disappeared. And I don't know where they went, but they're in the fabric of the community somewhere. And I think, if I'm guessing correctly, a lot of them went into the black market as far as benefiting from all the government money that came in, and mm-hmm. they're working for cash somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really embarrassed to even say that that's what happened, but I think that's what happened. So anyway, we had this real big manpower issue, and then we had to deal with all the supply chain
yep.
baloney. And I'm sure similar for you.
Yes, I mean it's even now. It's a fight to get concrete.
Yeah.
Not because there's not concrete, because there aren't people to drive the concrete
exactly.
trucks.
Exactly.
You know, we were at one point installing cedar privacy fences, which our neighborhoods do not merit cedar. They merit pine, dog-eared, you know, kind of basic. But there was no pine. There were no pickets, and like no one was using cedar because it was more expensive. So we were definitely having to make some accommodations. You know, cabinets that you could usually get in 4 weeks are now 16 to 20
yep.
weeks out.
Windows,
so,
too.
Oh, yeah. Windows.
What did that do to the filming cycles?
Well, the production team, the company, they shut down. They shut down solid for 6 weeks while they were kind of figuring out how they could function with new safety measures. Our industry was a little bit different. Construction was always considered one of those ones that was allowed to stay open if we so chose. And ours is different than a lot of the shows on HGTV. We're not just renovating your kitchen because it's ugly and you want it prettier. We're building houses that someone is buying and moving into.
Sure.
So while everyone's supposed to be quarantining at home, if we can't finish this house, whoever's supposed to live in it can't be quarantining at home. So we kept going construction-wise, you know, as much as we could, as safely as we could, while we kind of figured out the new normal. So it was slowed down, but we didn't come to a screeching halt. And that was super tricky for the show because I couldn't afford to stop working.
Sure.
They had to stop filming. So it was, okay, how do you get the footage you
right.
need to still make our show?
Yeah.
So it was complicated.
Okay, when we come back, we'll learn about how Mina handled that. It's Mina Starziak-Hawk. She's from HGTV's Good Bones, and she's our guest here on Hammer Time Radio. As we come to you live from the Buffalo Home Show, it's Dominic Cortese. It's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Winter weather advisory. Yeah, it rolls off your tongue, right? Or how about bomb cyclone. The only thing sensational about indoor professionals is how many ways they help you breathe easier. Indoor air professionals realized 3 decades ago that having clean indoor air was vital to your health. It is interesting now that most of the world can see how a virus can spread and cause problems, to say the least. Here is why. Particles in the air are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs, and these particles travel through the air and you breathe them in. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, there's no question about it. For the most part, COVID's over, and that's great and wonderful. But you know what? People are still going to get sick and get allergies and sinus and asthma from floating particles, and there's nothing on the planet like the medical-grade air purifier line. That we have that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration. Most people don't get that. And, you know, to put it in perspective, we're talking about a 0.007 micron particle size, which is 12 times smaller than, say, the coronavirus, which, by the way, the HEPA filter misses half the spectrum there.
So the medical-grade air purifier, the high-capacity dehumidifier, and, of course, the awesome duct cleaning system that indoor air professionals employs with the patented column head, it is revolutionary how thorough that is.
Absolutely. So as you are at the home show, we are too. So we have in the south end of the second floor, booth 1111, our folks there, and they can actually, you can see how the column nozzle scrapes and blasts out the inside of the ductwork, and you can watch the medical-grade air purifier take over 500,000 particles down to zero in about 10 seconds when they put it over that amazing machine. And the specials are unbelievable on both the high-capacity dehumidifier, that is still 250 off.
Wow.
The portable medical-grade air purifier, you have to call me today or inquire if you're not going to the show, we can't say it over the air. It's just...
All right.
So
that's 683-3000. You heard Peter. Extra special discounts for the Hammer Time Radio audience. 683-3000. The home show audience, too. Got IAP? Get it today.
Easier. With indoor air professionals
for every breath you take.
My approach to my first experience with cancer was wrong in so many ways.
Sarah Sade shares the mistakes she made after being diagnosed with cancer.
I did no due diligence on the doctors. I went based on what a couple of friends had done. Some of the world experts in their fields of cancer are at Roswell. I didn't realize that.
As Sarah learned too late, after multiple reoccurrences of cancer, being treated first by experts who specialize in your specific cancer and not by who your friends recommend is so important. Please, take just one day to talk with our experts here at Roswell Park before you make any decisions on your cancer treatment.
If Roswell had been involved at the inception, at the beginning, I definitely think it would have been a different story.
Before you make any treatment decisions, please call Kim Sweeney at 1-800-ROSWELL to spend one day with us or visit justonedaywithus.org.
30 years ago in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Crown Heights, a car accident set off 4 days of unrest. 2 people died, hundreds were arrested. I'm Collier Meyerson, and my new show, Love Thy Neighbor, explores what came to be known as the Crown Heights Riot. It's a story about New York's first black mayor, the rise of Rudy Giuliani, and the Lubavitch Jewish and Caribbean communities sitting at the center of it all. You can listen to new episodes of Love Thy Neighbor every week wherever you listen, or you can binge the entire series exclusively on Odyssey.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
I was hurt in a car accident. My attorney now with the Barnes firm, they got me $6 million.
My attorney got me $5 million.
My attorney got me $1.4 million.
My attorney's got me $2 million.
I'm attorney Rich Barnes. If you need help after a crash, call us. We will help get you the best result possible. Call our Buffalo office now.
The Barnes firm. Injury attorneys call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Best results don't predict future outcome. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Bob Cortese, your man for home.
So, hey, if you haven't come by to see the Come Home to Cortese showroom yet, you need to do that. You need to take a good look at our windows. They are Marvin windows, the essential Marvin window from my friends at Big L Windows and Doors. Yep, the essential is a fiberglass product. Fiberglass in, fiberglass out, and we chose black, very dramatic against the white farmhouse look that we have. And it's a good look, and it's a great window, and it's easy to maintain because of the stability of fiberglass. We'll get more longevity, and we'll get less problems with expansion and contraction. You can see the essential window line as well as the Elevate and the Signature all at Big L Windows and Doors. They're located at 27 William Street in Chictawaga. 895-8484 is the number. And when you see Bill Horbert Sr., pat him on the back, say, you've been around a long time, just like Dominic, and ask him what his philosophy in business is. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what you get from Big L, the right thing with their total trust guarantee. Check out the Marvin window line, the Therma-True door line, all at Big L Windows and Doors, BigLWindows.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
It is Hammer Time on WBEN, where the time is 10:55. Mina Starziak-Hawk is our guest, and she is from HGTV's Good Bones and the other show, Rock the Block, and a very Brady renovation, other projects you've been involved with.
Yeah. I got to do, I judged for Battle on the Beach, and then the new season of Rock the Block that's airing now, I got to be a judge on. So I've definitely got to do some cool extracurricular things outside of Indy.
So the COVID influence, we just want to wrap that discussion up real quick. So it was a big nuisance to be shut down, and now you're still involved with having to do routine testing for anybody who comes onto the production site?
Yeah, pretty much. If it's, I mean, we film 5 days a week, occasionally a Saturday. So any day there's any filming, everyone tests. And, you know, we do the rapid one. So it's 15 minutes and then you can carry on with your day. But it's actually easier than it had been. We were doing, you know, the nurse on site testing three times a week and then down to two. So, you know, the new normal keeps shifting.
So tell me this, what influence does the filming component have on the cost and cost of the home when it's done?
I think because of the speed at which we need to be working, I don't have the ability to make maybe the best financial decision sometimes. So I don't have 2 months to get five different bids and, you know, find the best contractor at the best price and, you know, get the schedule perfect. A lot of times it's kind of putting out fires as we go, which is just never the most financially responsible
Sure.
way to go about a renovation. So that can be a little bit tricky, but, you know, it all balances out. And, you know, if at any point it doesn't, then we won't do the show anymore, but we make it work.
So what influence did COVID had on the purchasing of the properties? Because, you know, with everything being more valued, was that the case still with some of the dilapidated properties you were purchasing?
I didn't see COVID affect it much. Honestly, it's We're kind of like the test group. Like when Two Chicks starts going into a neighborhood, then other investors, I think, feel a little bit more comfortable because we obviously have an investment. There's a whole show based on us saying,
right,
this is a good thing, let's go there. So that kind of ups the ante. I'm a little bit more for other investors, and usually they have more money than us. So then we get outbid on things.
Is there a standard protocol that you follow, you know, to try to control the cost as much as possible as far as the level of finish that you're putting into the houses?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's a Google Drive, like a standard spec sheet. And it's like, this is the tub base. This is the shower pan.
Yeah.
So all the standards that don't really deviate much are very, you know, reasonably priced from whatever big box. And then the things we switch up a lot is the colors of the metals and the tile. But the price per square foot we spend, we have some standards that are just reasonable for the neighborhood we work in.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So tell us about what you're going to be speaking about at noon today on our main stage.
Honestly, whatever anyone wants to talk about. I'll give, you know, a little recap about how I got into renovating, my kind of bona fides, which are nothing. I'm not trained, you know, self-taught. And then kind of open it up for questions and go through a little bit of, you know, show life and renovation life and family life, and just chat with them about whatever's their interest.
It's funny how serendipitous life can be sometimes, right?
Yes.
How you're led down a path you never thought you would have paved the way to.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I never thought I would have a TV show, let alone one that, I mean, we're going to be going into season 8, which is, that's a long shelf life for HGTV. You know, the few other people, it's Property Brothers, Flip or Flop, that actually their series finale is, I think, next week. And they're 10 years in, 10
oh,
seasons.
Wow.
So we'll see if we make it to 10.
I've always been a good student of that. And I think it's because of the depth and quality of what you're doing as far as the genuineness side of it, the genuine components of what you are as a person and what you put into the program as a result of that, that shine through, which gives it its life.
Yeah, I hope that comes across. Because we do. I mean, there's definitely more financially beneficial ways we could go about doing what we do. But for, you know, a multitude of reasons, we stick with our current business model and we renovate in a really small area. And I live on the block that's, you know, within 2 miles of all the homes we've done. So
there is a certain framework that you're working within.
Yeah. I mean, it's location. We always pretty much, I would say 98% of the time, we stay urban, a couple miles of downtown. That's kind of our niche, you know, smaller lots. And that's what I enjoy. It's nice to go to the suburbs every once in a while with a bigger budget and someone else's budget. But our kind of sweet spots, urban, kind of transitional neighborhoods.
Well, Mina, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. And again, folks, you can see Mina speak at noon. So plenty of time for you to get here and see her. She's at the main stage at noon. Mina Starziak-Hawk from HGTV's Good Bones. And enjoy your time here in Buffalo.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Come up and see us at the Cortese Construction booth, folks. I'm headed there now and see Phil, Nick, and Michelle. They're all here, too. And we'll look forward to speaking to you from our booth. And have a great week. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.